Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mental Health Monday is an informational podcast and should not be used to replace the specialized training and professional judgment of a healthcare or mental health care professional. Mental Health Monday can't be held responsible for the use of the information provided. Please, always consult a trained mental health professional before making any decision regarding treatment of yourself or others. Self-help information and podcasts and information on the internet is useful, but not always the substitute for professional assistance. Unless otherwise noted, guests of Mental Health Monday are not doctors or licensed in any way. Our hope is to make a connection with you and be more open and honest about everyone's mental health. Enjoy the podcast.
Hey, what's up? And welcome to Riggs Off the Radio. It's Mental Health Monday. A brief episode today. I don't have any special guests. It's just you and me having a little chatsky. I rhymed that on purpose, you see. I don't know if you've seen any of my pictures that I post of myself over the last year. I've been wearing a little Hearthead logo, and you're wondering, what is this? What is this Hearthead thing that you keep talking about and hinting at? Well, Hearthead is a side project that I've kind of started on my own. With my passion for mental health, I realized I want to do something with my voice, with my passion for mental health advocacy. So I've started a company called Hearthead. It will eventually be a 501c3 foundation, but that's down the road. It takes a lot more effort. I still got to get there. I'm only one person. So what does Hearthead do? Well, not only do we sell some dope-ass hoodies that are super comfortable, t-shirts, long-sleeve shirts, and hats that are made here in Wisconsin that are shipped out locally, they're awesome, I promise you. Heartheadhelps.com, you can buy them there. A portion of those profits go to benefit other mental health organizations, both near in Wisconsin and far. But also Hearthead is mental health life coaching. So you're like, well, what is mental health life coaching? What does that mean? Life coaching? What's that? Some kind of crock? No. I'm actually getting certified in positive psychology through an organization called the Whole Being Institute. Positive psychology, if you hadn't heard about it, if you don't know anything about it, basically is the science of human flourishing. So it's taking all of your positive qualities and amplifying them. And instead of focusing on what's broken, you embrace what's right in your strengths and you build on those to get you to a better place and to accomplish your goals. And it was kind of created by this psychologist named Martin Seligman, who used to work for the American Psychiatric Association, but got sick of the fact that they were just treating these problems and nobody was really getting better. They were just kind of helping people survive instead of really helping people thrive. Since I'm getting certified as a positive psychology life coach, I'm learning a lot of stuff, and I figure I'm going to start bringing some of that knowledge to you in the form of these little mini podcasts when I don't have a guest. So why not give some of this information that is in my brain and delve it out to you? And this week, I wanted to talk about optimism. Optimism, of course, the opposite of pessimism. We all know a pessimist, somebody that's always like, worst case scenario, that's never going to work, I'm never good enough, this is stupid, this idea is dumb. That kind of mindset isn't going to get you anywhere. Optimism is kind of one of the foundations of positive psychology, and I posted something on the Hearthead Facebook page this morning for Mental Health Monday, and it said, instead of saying I have to do something, start saying that you get to do something. And this is a great first step to being more optimistic in life. It's kind of reframing your mindset on how you think of things. Like, I can look at a list of things that I have to do throughout the day. I have to go to work. I have to take a shower. I have to go to the gym. I have to snowblow the driveway. I have to do the laundry. Every time you say that you have to do something, you're already framing it in a pessimistic way, in a negative mindset. So instead of saying that you have to do something, try reframing it as though you get to do something. This way, you start presenting your challenges and your obstacles in life as opportunities. So instead of saying something like, I have to shovel my driveway, I could say that I get to shovel my driveway in this house that I own that I'm fortunate to have. And I can also leave, and it's a lot easier for me to get to and from work, and I don't have to walk through the snow when I go down my driveway. I've just taken this chore that I have to do and framed it into a more positive thing. Instead of, I have to watch my kids, you get to watch your kids. You get to spend time with your kids while they're young, because when they're older, when they hate you, you're going to have all these memories of when you were with them and you were hanging out with them when they were younger. You get to hang out with your kids. You don't have to go to work. You get to go to work. Now, you may not like your job, but a lot of people want jobs but don't have jobs. So while you may hate your job, you may loathe going there, what you're doing is you're going there, you're making a paycheck, you're able to pay your bills. So instead of I have to go to my job that I hate, why isn't it that you get to go to your job that you hate so that you can make a paycheck so you can go on a vacation or take a trip and take a week or a weekend away from the job that you hate? Or you can buy something cool to distract you from the job that you hate. Or you get to go to work so you can build your resume, build up your experience, and then use your job that you have to springboard into a better job that you actually enjoy. When you're faced with something negative in life, look for the opportunity. Embrace optimism. Instead of having to do something all the time, why isn't it that you get to do things? Just try making those little tweaks in your mind frame. Just a little tweak in your vocabulary, and you're going to feel a lot better, I promise, because optimism just feeds positivity in your life. When you start looking at the bright side of things, looking for silver linings in things, you can start doing that in everyday life. Now, I'm not saying to always make everything good. I mean, sometimes shit happens. Sometimes things are terrible. Sometimes things suck, and it's important to feel, you know, down and depressed when things are down and depressed. You don't have to feel happy all the time and just ignore negative emotions. That's what they would call toxic positivity, and that's not good for anybody. That's just suppressing negative emotions. No bueno. Why not try to be a little more optimistic in your life? Instead of saying that you have to do something, reframe it as you get to do something. You didn't have to listen to this podcast. You get to listen to this podcast. And now you can take what you've heard in this podcast and maybe apply it to your everyday life. And if you're looking for more and you're a bookworm, you like reading, I would recommend a book called Learned Optimism, written by Dr. Martin Seligman, the guy I was talking about earlier. So there you have it. I won't take any more of your time. Thanks for listening to this little positive psychology nugget. And if you're interested in more, you can always check out my website, heartheadhelps.com. Okay. Enjoy the rest of your day, your afternoon, your weekend, your night, whatever it is you happen to be doing. I'll talk to you next time. And until then, thanks for listening to Riggs Off the Radio. Make good life decisions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.